USA Radio News.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell told Congress on Wednesday Americans will likely see interest rate hikes.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell said he supports a traditional quarter point increase rather than a larger increase at this time that some policymakers are proposing. However, Powell did open the door to a bigger hike in the event that inflation, which has reached a four-decade high, doesn't noticeably decline by the end of the year. The Fed Chair also cautioned that the economic consequences of Russia's invasion of Ukraine may affect the Fed's policies. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Most of Texas's primary election races were decided by Wednesday, but mail-in ballots are holding up the tally in several counties, and several state attorneys general have launched a nationwide investigation into TikTok and its possible harmful effects on young users' mental health. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Hawaii plans to lift its COVID-19 quarantine requirement for travelers on March 25th. That means domestic travelers will not have to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test. 2021 marked an increase in car accidents. Tim Berg reports.
Early data from the National Safety Council says traffic deaths were up by 9% last year in the United States compared to 2020. The report saying more than 46,000 people died in motor vehicle-related incidents last year, and the group's president and CEO describing it as yet another wake-up call for this country.
On the West Coast, California's drought is not showing any signs of letting up after two record dry months. New measurements from the State Department of Water Resources show a wet December and a bone dry January that leave the state at a high risk of destructive wildfires. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
20 European nations are pouring weapons into Ukraine to fend off Russia's soldiers. The New York Times reported most of those countries are members of NATO and the European Union. In the U.S., prices at the pump continue to climb.
Elevated crude oil prices push our gas costs up. Due to Russia's invasion of Ukraine and America's lack of domestic oil production, the national average is expected to go even higher. Since Monday, the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline has increased 4 cents to $3.52. That's according to new data from the Energy Information Administration. The price of gas in Ohio surged 13 cents overnight, 80 cents near Cincinnati. Wednesday morning's AAA national average, $3.65 a gallon, with Brent crude oil trading at $110 a barrel. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Fitbit is recalling 1 million Ionic smartwatches due to a burn hazard. According to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, there are four different models affected by the recall. The watches, which Fitbit stopped producing in 2020, were sold at Best Buy, Kohl's, Target, and other stores, along with online at Amazon and Fitbit.com. A leftover rocket will crash into the far side of the moon on Friday, going 5,800 miles per hour. It will bring with it 3 tons of space junk, a punch that will carve out a crater that could fit several semi-tractor trailers. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.